It's almost as if that were the case. When you look at the pictures or pass by the statues of the founding period or almost any period in our history, you would not know that such a thing as women existed. And that's ridiculous, of course. You know, as somebody who covers politics in Congress, I have to go back and spend time with the founding fathers all the time. You know, what was the argument about the right to bear arms? What about religion in the public square? All of those kinds of questions come up all the time. And I got so acquainted with them that I started puzzling about what were the women doing in that era. They had to be as influential as the women in my era. And when I went to learn about them, I discovered there was a reason I knew nothing about them, which is nothing had really been written about them.
I'd love it if we could just talk specifics about some of these individual women and the role they played. First off, when it comes to founding mothers, the first one that comes to mind is Martha Washington.
Yeah, but you know, when I ask kids if they know anything about Martha Washington, they don't.
They don't.
I knew that she spent the winter at Valley Forge, and that was all I knew. But they don't even know that.
I know I immediately think the word matronly pops into
mind. Well,
that's
because of that dumb little cap.
Right.
I mean,
duster cap.
I mean, yeah, she should have never worn that. of course, by the end of her life and his life was matronly, but that was then. She played two incredibly important roles. One was during the war itself, where the general, as she called him, begged her to come to camp every winter of the 8 long years of the Revolutionary War. Because there were periods during the war where the soldiers were not paid, they didn't have any clothes, they didn't have any shelter, so they would threaten desertion by regiment. And she and the other officers' wives were absolutely essential to troop morale.
In fact, the troops even cheered,
they
I believe,
loved her.
When she
they
would come
absolutely
in.
Loved her. There's actually a letter, one of the soldiers writing home and saying, you know, we all love Lady Washington, but these members of Congress who have come to pretend to be protecting her, they're awful. But so she was very, very important to troop morale. She also, during the war, did something that George Washington was flabbergasted at, which is that she went to Philadelphia after the first winter in camp. She, without telling him, took the incredibly dangerous smallpox inoculation. And if you lived through it, which was a big if, you were unlikely to get smallpox. And he very much wanted the troops to take it because, of course, disease wiped out many more of the military men than weapons did. And so she took it, and he was able to say, well, look, the girl did it. Mm-hmm. And so the troops then were inoculated and suffered much less of the scourge of smallpox than the British and the Hessians. So that was also very important. So her wartime service was huge.